Mishnah Yomi is continuing in the sixth chapter of Eruvin. Yesterday we learned that if somebody forgot to join the Eruv, meaning they did not contribute food or money towards the food to join in a shared supply of food that was put into one of the houses in the courtyard, then they can't take part of carrying in or out, but they could give up their property rights to the other people in the courtyard to still allow them to carry, or vice versa. The other people in the courtyard could give up their rights to the one guy, the one family that forgot to join the Erev. So now here in Mishnah Dalet, we learn, Me'ematai not nin reshut, from when can he give up his rights? Beit Shammai omri mibod yom. Beit Shammai says it has to be still daytime on Friday before Shabbos begins. Beit Hillel omri mishecha shecha. Beit Hillel says even after Shabbos. The Barner explains, based on the Gemara, the difference of opinion here is what is he actually accomplishing? According to Beit Shammai, it's a kinyan. A kinyan is a legal transference from one party to another, and makne reshut b'Shabbat aser. You cannot, you know, just like you can't buy or sell or trade property on Shabbat, so you couldn't give away your property rights as well. Whereas Beit Hillel understands it in a different way, that rather than giving over his right to someone else, the person who forgot and is giving up his rights, he's like stepping away from his property rights. It's sort of like Hefker, similar to Hefker. He's the Lashon in the Barner is Istaluki Mershuto. He's sort of stepping back and giving up on his reshut, not that he's giving it over to someone else specifically. So that would still be permitted on Shabbat. The Mishnah continues, Misha Natan Reshuto, someone who gave up his property rights, so the one guy who forgot to join the Erev, so then he gave up his rights to everyone else, Vehotzi, but then he carried from his house into the Chatzer. Now, he hasn't done an Isser Del Raita, he hasn't done a biblical prohibited Molacha on Shabbat, because it's not a Reshut Yachid, Reshut Rabim, it's Reshut Yachid to a different Reshut Yachid, a shared Reshut Yachid that rabbinically looks like a Reshut Rabim, because it's a shared property. So, but what he's doing now is it's as if he's reclaiming his property right. So the Mishnah says, Bein b'shogeg ben b'mezid, whether it was a mistake or on purpose that he carried items from his house to the chatzer, hareze osir divri Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir says he makes everyone else unable to rely on the Eruv to carry in and out from the house to the courtyard because he has reclaimed his property rights in the courtyard. Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'mezid osir, if he carried on purpose from his house to the chatzer, he messes up everyone else's Eruv. B'shogeg eino osir, if it was an accident, he doesn't change their property rights. On to Mishnah Hey, Balabait, a homeowner, Shayashutaf l'shchenav, he was also a partner with his neighbors. Now, this isn't a partnership, a shutfut in the mavui, like making an Erev. He's already a partner. Either they have a business together, and so they own the merchandise together, the food that they're going to sell in their makolot, in their store, or perhaps they went in together on a barrel of wine. You know, it might look a little odd for one family to buy a huge barrel of wine, but if you're sharing it with a neighbor or two, then it's great. Then it's like it's wonderful. So they already have some sort of shared food item. So the mission explains, Lezebiyain v'lezebiyain, if his neighbor on the right, he shares a barrel of wine, with his neighbor on the left, he shares a barrel of wine, enam tzrichin la'arev, they don't need to make an eruv. Now this is where these houses are all opening onto the same mavui, so they're not going to be making an eruv, they don't need to make an eruv with this wine, because lamais, they already share this wine together, and even if it's in two different barrels or two different bottles, it could all be mixed together. But the Mishnah brings a variation, Lezei b'yayin, if he shares with the neighbor on the right a barrel of wine, Lezei b'shemen, he shares with the neighbor on the left a barrel of oil, Tzrichim l'arev, they have to make a separate Erev, in this case really it's a Shitufei Mavut, they'd really have to set aside a different food that all three of them shared in order to allow carrying in the Mavui in the common alley that's outside of all of their homes, because really wine and oil don't mix, so they couldn't technically put them together, and all three of these families share one common food. They need to have a separate food set aside for that. Rabbi Shimon says, Echad zeh v'echad zeh, whether it's wine and wine or wine and oil, enam tzrichin la'arev, they don't have to set aside a separate food as their eruv, as their combined food to make a sheet of mavua, to all carry the mavui, because he holds that really wine and oil can technically be mixed together. You might not want to, but maybe you're making a salad dressing, or we saw before a yenomlin, some sort of spiced wine, might have a little oil in it. So technically they could. The Barner here points out something important, that we are talking about a shituf mavui made with wine or oil or the like, but not with bread. He says if you use bread, bread is more chashuv, more important, and so then you wouldn't, if you make a shituf mavui using bread, you wouldn't even have to make an erev chatzerot. Erev chatzerot, he says, is always made on bread, that's what the Gemara concludes, but the shituf mavui and the erev techumin could be using other foods even. So if they used bread to share their mavui together, they wouldn't even need to make a erev chatzerot, but if you use something else, then they still need to make an erev chatzerot on the bread. Yashar kochachem, be well.